We're celebrating National Ag Day on WCSR with the Hillsdale County Farm Bureau, honoring agriculture and the people behind it. And one of those people is Kayla Lewis with Pleasant View Dairy in Allen Township. And Kayla's also the president of Hillsdale County Farm Bureau. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. It's a great week. It's Ag Week. We're celebrating. We're having a great time. It's always been one of my favorite times of the year. March is, of course, we celebrate National Ag Week and National Ag Day in March. And let's talk about the importance of agriculture in Hillsdale County. It's basically huge.
It's huge. It's what we're surrounded by here in Hillsdale County is agriculture.
And we produce a lot of stuff here. We're doing a challenge this week for folks to give us a recipe of recipes that are made up of locally grown and locally sourced products. And it's amazing what you can find grown right here.
Oh, yes. There's a variety of things grown right here in Hillsdale County, which makes it so cool just to look around at your neighbors to see the different stuff that's grown here within the county.
And, you know, we hear a lot about corporate farms and big farms, and those have their place, but the family farm is still very much alive and well here.
The family farm is very much alive and well here in Hillsdale County. Corporate, yeah, it's there, but not so much here. So we're just living the family farm dream here.
And it's one of the things that I've noticed, like you operate Pleasant View Dairy. That's a business where folks can come and source meat and cheeses and items that are just, obviously they're locally grown, and there's a lot of care that goes into that.
Oh, yeah. We put a lot of pride into our animals, into what our crops, into what we do every day at the farm. So, yeah, lots of good stuff happening out there, and we definitely care highly for everything we're doing on a day-to-day basis.
Now, when we talk about Pleasant View, what's that operation look like? How many people are we talking about?
So, as most people know, and some don't, so this may be a shock to some around the county, but we are not dairy farming anymore. We are strictly raising beef. So all the beef that is coming through our store is raised right on our farm. It is all beef steers that we're putting through there. So we don't have as many people anymore as we did before when we had the dairy operation, but it is a new avenue for us, and we are jumping on board with it and doing well with it so far. So,
and again, folks can see the care that goes in. All they got to do is stop by.
Exactly. All you got to do is stop by. We're there Tuesday through Friday during the week and on Saturday, and we would love to answer any questions you have and help you out with getting some good meat in your freezer.
Now let's jump to Farm Bureau and Ag Week and the connection there. What's Farm Bureau's role in all of this?
Yeah, so Farm Bureau plays a big role. Farm Bureau policy is a huge sector of Farm Bureau. And, you know, as a farmer on a day-to-day basis, there's a lot of issues that come up, and we can't be the voice in Lansing all the time. So it is nice with the Farm Bureau connections with the legislators to be able to bring any issues forward, and then that can be taken to Lansing. And Farm Bureau has a pretty powerful voice when it comes to legislators, Lansing, and just different issues floating around the county.
It's a pretty good example of one at a time. We're not very loud, but you get a bunch of us together, and we got a pretty good voice.
Right, yeah. Farmers are quiet. Farmers don't talk about themselves. Farmers don't like to wave the flag and say, I'm here. But once we kind of all rally around together and conversations start to, you know, happen, it makes it a lot better and a lot of good topics that are talked about.
We're doers. You know, farmers are doers. You're not politicians. You're out there getting the crops in, getting the animals fed, and getting the job done.
Exactly. That's what we do. That's in our blood. You know, we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves if we didn't farm and didn't have cows to feed every day or pens to scrape every day or, you know, when we had milk cows, milk, you know, to milk. But it is such a huge role within just the county and the world, and you know, we're feeding everyone, right? We're feeding the world, so we don't take that lightly. We take it pretty seriously, and make sure we're trying to always stay up with new technology and just different things happening within the world. We try to adjust.
That rumble in my belly would get awful loud if it weren't for farmers.
That's right. I think yours and a lot of other people's in the county.
Well, Kayla, we appreciate you joining us on our community spotlight. Let's talk a little bit real quick. How do folks find out more about Pleasant View Dairy?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, pleasantviewbeef.com. We are on Facebook. You can find us on there. And just stop out to the store. We would love to talk to you. We'd love to have that one-on-one conversation with you and just educate you on what we're doing every day.
And if I want to find out more about Farm Bureau, maybe join, how do I do that?
Yeah, so we can definitely hook you up with that, too. Janelle Walworth, who is in the Farm Bureau office, she can help with that as well. Or I can help you when you stop out to the store. I can always sign you up, too. So we're always looking for new members, and it's a great organization to be a part of.
Thanks, Kayla, for joining us today. And thanks to the Farm Bureau, Hillsdale County Farm Bureau, for helping bring this Ag Week programming to our listeners.
Thank you. Have a good week.